Well, family, I have to admit, this has definitely been a journey of getting here. As you can see, we're a little bit behind, but that's one thing about this thing called project management, of being adaptable. So we have some technical difficulties, but that don't even matter to you. But I'm showing you that, and times you want to just throw in the towel. At times, you just want to say, you know what, this is not even worth it. I'll just go ahead and do something else. And this is what this journey is similar to, what the PMP certification is that when you go after this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, you may have a tendency to say, you know what, this is too much material. You know what, I got to go through this registration process, you know, and you start making these reasons to find a way out. And I'm not going to lie, family, I've been there. That's why I can speak to it intelligently as well as realistically. So in today's episode, we're going to attack the pathway to a PMP certification. My goal, my objection today is really to talk about the registration piece. I want to thank one of the family members out there. I don't know if you want his name out there, so I'll just say, I want to thank you. I left you a message. You know who you are. If you would like to be acknowledged, I would love to acknowledge you, because this made me even dig deeper to figure out the certification process. And also, PMI has revamped their website as of the way when I looked at it. This is 2024. I normally don't like to date my material, but today I'm going to date it of 2024. So all of this information is relevant as of September 2024. So I hope that you find this useful, and to the family member that reached out to me, I hope you find this useful as well, that I've answered your questions. And family, if there's any ideas that you want to see that you want me to make an episode on, you know, just let me know. Reach out to me and let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. All right, no further ado. Let's get to this good stuff here, because I really think you guys are going to enjoy this. All right, so it's not going to be an 8-point framework. What it is going to be, family, is I'm going to unpack the actual journey. It's a five. I just took what PMI had, and if you stick around to the end, I do have a special treat for you. And it's free. It's free. It's something that, because of this request by one of the family members, I'm going to compile all this together, and there's some more I'm going to add to it. So if you stick to the end, you'll know kind of what that is. So I hope that you do stick around and listen to the entire episode. All right. So there's five pieces: the PMP certification requirements, the application process, the application accepted, or that naughty word, audit review, and then the preparation for your PMP. And the last and final thing is what to expect on the exam. All right, let's get into the PMP certification requirements. This is set up really nicely, very easy, very simplistic to understand. There's I love frameworks. So I'll say there's an A, B, and C framework. Again, everything that I'm sharing with you, you can go on PMI.org and fact check my information. I ask that you fact check my information, because again, even though I'm given this value, I have no reason. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I really took my time on this, as I do everything, because I want to over deliver for you guys and give you value. All right, set A. So there's three sets: A, B, and C. So set A, if you have a high school or secondary diploma, you're required for a minimum of 60 months of leading and managing projects. Let's park right there. Now, a lot of times where we get caught up is trying to understand what does that actually mean. That when I'm saying, what does that mean, leading and managing projects, you have to be either leading or managing projects. You can't be someone that was not part of either of those aspects, whether it's let's say if you're a project coordinator, let's not even put a title on it. You can't be a project team member and say, I should be able to qualify, or stakeholder, if all you're doing is giving information and you're not participating with regards to leading the effort or managing the effort with regards to project management. You also have to get 35 hours of project education training or a CAPM certification, which you still gonna need. You can still leverage both, but this is what is according to PMI. Set B requirements, bachelor degree or something globally equivalent. And this is 36 months with 3 years of experience of leading and managing projects. Again, 35 hours of project management education. And what that basically means, family, is that you have to take some online course or some in-person course that offers 35 hours of project management education training. Set C requirements, bachelor degree or higher from a globally accredited program. And you're required to have 2 years of experience leading and managing projects within 8 years. I also put out a caveat. These 8 years cannot be parallel. What does that mean? That means you can't be managing project A and B at the same time. Project A has to be, let's say you had project A for 6 months and project B for another 6 months, that would be a year. You can't subtract and divide. The math has to math, basically, in so many words. So what I mean by that is that you can't have parallel projects at the same time. I want to make that clear because I've talked with people that they said, well, hey, I was running project A for 6 months and I was running project B for 6 months. So that should be equivalent to, you know, 2 years. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's only based off of singular project at a time. So if you got three projects that you're running for a year, well, you only got 1 year worth of actual years of experience. So I want to be clear there because a lot of times that is not talked about here. Now, PMI does a good job and says, hey, you can't run parallel projects, but I want to make it clear here in today's episode. Application process. So for your application materials, you're required to document in detail your experiences from previous project and any relevant training. PMI gives some really good examples of what that looks like. So projects you've led, where you've worked and your role and responsibilities during the projects and training you've completed, institutions you attended, courses you completed, and qualifying hours. I'll give you an example for me. When I went to go get the master's degree in project management, they were aligned with PMI at the time, and I don't know if they still are, but they were aligned with PMI in which once you finish the course, they offered that some credits to be put towards your relevant training and experience. I don't believe they're offering that anymore. This was probably back in, about, I don't know, was it 2004? I can't recall the date. My apologies. But again, you want to make sure these are projects you've led or managed and while you worked on it and your roles of responsibility during each project. Okay. Now, further insight, I recommend that you create an account on PMI.org before moving forward with your application. The account to create an account on PMI.org, it is free. And take advantage of the PMP application checklist. There's a checklist on the site that you can take advantage, as well as what I also love is that a lot of times what's going to happen is as you're building out your PMP application, you have the ability to save as you go. So if, you know, you're collecting documents, let's say you're collecting all of your experience. Okay, I'm going to upload that and fill that out. Okay, now I'm still in the process of getting my 35 educational training hours. So once I get that certification, I'll upload that. So that's really one thing that's amazing. And I put this caveat in here because, again, I've seen this happen time and time again. I'm not telling you something I heard. This is something I know for a fact. Make sure to emphasize your specific role and responsibility within the project rather than focusing too much on the project as a whole. Again, you have to you have to write out what your responsibilities are within the project. If I'm going to use my good buddy, my family member out there that keeps leaving me some great comments, is if you are a veteran, if your veteran experience does not align with you leading a specific project, then it would not be considered. If it doesn't align with you managing a specific project, it would not align. So I did make an episode on alternative routes that you can go. I'm not going to say what you hear that cliche out in the industry. Oh, you don't need it, experience and blah, blah, blah. There's a reason why I don't say that, because if you get audited, which we're going to talk about, then how are you going to respond to that? Because there is a PMI doesn't play, because they hold this PMP to the gold standard. So what they're saying, if someone gets PMP certified, what they're saying is they've met the requirements and they can take the sit and take the exam. So again, emphasize your specific role and responsibilities within the project rather than focusing too much on the project as a whole. All right, application accepted or audited. So there's, I broke this down for you in a way that's very simplistic, as well as I put some key points in here for you. So you submit your application, you'll get, hey, you're in, congratulations, and you know, you're moving towards your career advancement. After confirming you're accepted, the next setup is to submit your exam fee. If you get that point, then you move on to the next piece where you pay and schedule for your exam. Now, recommendations, the exam cost is, as of 2024, because they went up this year, it is $425 for a member and $675 if you are not a member. That is the full price. However, you know your boy ED got you. So if you get the PMI membership, which is $159 yearly, it is a cost savings of $100. I definitely think it's worth it to get the PMI membership, because they do have some perks. And plus, it'll save you $100 instead of paying the entire $675. And especially if you're thinking about going after other exams like the ACP or anything like that. Recommendation is to take your exam at the Pearson VUE Testing Center or a secure online. I've done both. I've taken an exam at the Pearson VUE Testing Center as well as online. I would love to unpack that real quickly. Taking it at the Pearson VUE Testing Center, I wasn't concerned about what I talked about at the beginning of this episode, which is technical issues. But when you're taking it at home, when they say securely online, if you have to clear out everything. So imagine you have a room with, let's say, whiteboards, posters, and other things in there. That room has to be so clean, like you just moved in that day. So it did take a lot of work of me cleaning out the room. And then what happens is if you have a laptop or whatever type of, let's say a camera, you have to scan the room and let them see the room very clearly, that there's nothing that you're looking at that can, you know, that will create a situation where they may think that you're cheating. So if you ask me what's the best option, I would say what works well for you. But I will tell you that I've done both. I like taking it at home, but knowing what I know now and the technical difficulties, I would definitely recommend taking it at the Pearson VUE Testing Center, because now the price, again, if you decide not to opt for the membership, having to pay that $675 multiple times because you had a technical difficulty, or, oh yeah, I forgot to share this. You can't be looking around the room. Like, you can't start all of a sudden gazing off because the monitor, he or she will say, hey, I need you back focused on the screen, because to them, the perception is that you're looking for something, or you may have brought somebody in the room. So they'll give you a warning. I think it's a warning. And then I don't know how many warnings they give you before they end the exam. You do not want to be that person where you have to pay another $675 or even $425. If you have three opportunities to pass the exam once you've been approved. If you do not pass that exam after three attempts, you will have to wait for 1 year for the last attempt of your exam if you do not pass. So what that looks like, so basically, let's use example. So let's say today is, I'm making of this episode, is September 16th. So let's say September 16, you sat down to take the exam, you don't pass. After the third time you've taken the exam, let's say you decide to take it a month from later, so October 16, and you don't do well, which we hope that doesn't happen. And let's say you say November 16, I'm going to try it again, and then you don't pass. What ends up happening is you will not be able to sit and take the exam for a full year, which will be that next year of November 16, 2025. Now, the thing that I know a lot of what people get nervous about, I got nervous about it. So maybe I'll share my what happened with me is being audited. Everyone is nervous. Like, what if I get audited? Is PMI just picking on me? No, they're not picking on you. It is a random selected audit. Now, there are cases where it may be a manual audit, but the audit requirements are you need a copy of your degree, verification of experience signed by your supervisor. You remember when I was sharing with you earlier in the episode about how people say, oh, well, you don't need no experience. You can go and get your PMP and you can put in this. But if you get audited, they are going to do a verification on the with your supervisor to ensure that you actually did what you put in that application. And then again, certification of proof of the 35 project management education training or a CAPM certification. If your application is selected for auditing, you will be notified by email. And this is huge because I actually called PMI. So shout out to you, Michael, for helping me clear this up before I made today's episode, is that I didn't know if you submitted your payment and you get audited, how does that work? So what ends up happening is once you submit your application, if you do not get selected, let's say you don't get audited or you not get randomly audited, then you go through. If you get randomly audited, then you don't have to pay at that time. You pay after after you completed all the requirements for the audit. So again, let me repeat that again. If you get randomly audited, you do not pay at that time. You pay once you fulfill the obligations of the required requirements for the actual audit. And again, I do believe you have 90 days to fulfill those requirements. So that's how that is. So let's get into the next point. Preparation for your PMP. Now, their PMI offers a authorized on-demand PMP exam prep. It's an e-learning option. So, member price $699. If you're not a member, $799. That's why I say, family, it's important to go ahead and get that. Go ahead and just spend that money for that membership, because you see, again, here's a $100 cost saving. They also offer a PMI study hall essential subscription. So basically what this is it's also an e-learning option. It will help develop your personalized learning plan and set knowledgeable goals based on your timeline, giving you a clear daily study as well as a review guide. Now, if you decide to go with the authorized instructor-led PMP course, this is an in-person option. The price will vary per instructor. So you basically have to fill out an RFP on PMI's site. And I think it's normally, when I looked at it last, it's either their option is three or less or three or more. And an instructor will bid on if they want to really work with you. Now, that is more, I believe the authorized instructor-led PMP course is more for like a corporate, I don't want to say corporate, more for a small business on up, but individual, you can go that route, but I have other options that I would recommend. Additional providers. Now, there's additional providers where there's e-learning or in-person options. I've done both, where you have a director, basically you is on the trainer's website, or you can go to Udemy. Again, price will vary per instructor. What you need, though, family, what you need to be ensure is please ensure whatever, if you go this additional provider route, that the certification has 35 hours of project management education and training. If it does not offer that, then you do not need to take that class. Then there's the PMP exam simulator. Now this is an online option, and this is more about the test itself. As far as the 100, they offer you 175 practice questions. The good thing about this, this is free. However, you need to have a GPT Plus membership. I think as a recording of this, I believe the GPT Plus membership is $20 monthly, but it is required in order to leverage that PMP exam simulator. I actually tested it out before today's episode. And basically what it does is it creates a question with the answers, and then you literally take those. I mean, you answer it right there. And then if you get it wrong, it tells you why you got it wrong and why your answer was wrong and what is the correct answer. All right, what to expect on exam day. So I want to just give you a quick test overview. So how the exam is focused. So it's focused on the predictive. The exam covers half of the exam of the predictive project management approach, while the other half focuses on agile as well as a hybrid methodology. For more information on that, I would recommend you looking at the exam content outline. I always point people to the exam content outline. Matter of fact, when you're taking any course from an instructor, I would always pull that up to make sure the material is aligned with the PMP content outline. I said they literally just gave you what you should expect on the exam, and all of that is derivative from the actual PMP exam content outline. Question overview. So you get 230 minutes. It's 180 questions. Five of those questions will not be scored. So these are basically pre-test questions. 175 of those will be scored. And if anyone is listening to me global, the test is offered in 16 languages. The content exam outline is based off of three domain areas. People is 42%, processes is 50%, and business environment is another 8%. Wait, family, before you leave, I have a free special offer. I am working on something for you guys, and I would love to see if you guys would be interested in it before I build it out. So basically what I want to give you is I want to give you today's deck that was presented. I want to give you link. So I've already done the homework for you. All you need to do is click on a link to go to these different links, meaning the PMP handbook link, the path to the PMP certification, the PMP application checklist, and then the audit link FAQs. All of these links are extremely important. So if I get a, let me see, what should I look for? Leave me a comment saying I'm in. If you say I'm in the comments, what I'll do is when I put all of this together, those who have left that comment, I'll send you a link. Again, I have to put all this together. I'm looking to get, I don't know. It don't matter how many people I get, I'm still going to build it out for those that really need it. And again, you'll get the deck, you'll get the handbook link, the PMP certification link, the application checklist link, and the audit link FAQs. These are important links where, first of all, you're going to be able to verify the information that's in this deck that I've shared with you, as well as if you want to dig deeper on some other things. Also, I just thought about it. I probably need to put the PMP content, exam content outline link. So again, I've done the homework for you, family. It's going to be something that's going to be easy for you to knock out. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Okay, I see I got some questions within the calendar year. Yes. So, okay. So yeah, Jay. So yes, it is the calendar year. So one full year cycle. So if you do not pass after three times, it is 1 year. GPT. So GPT has the free version, then the GPT Plus. So if you leverage the actual the PMP simulator, when you click on that PMP simulator, it will automatically push you into your GPT account if you're already logged in. If not, it would ask you to log in, but you do have to have the Plus version to take advantage of that. Any other questions that I have out there? If not, I hope I answered everyone's question. And this was for you, Jay, so I hope this resonates with you. If not, you can reach out to me and we'll put something together where you and I can connect to talk about this further. But I really believe today's episode is really about giving you that pathway. Now, I'm thinking about even doing a deep dive in the application of how to put the application together more effectively and putting some, you know, some templates together to help you guys navigate through that. So again, I do apologize for being late. Appreciate it, Jay, man. Much love. Thank you. Apologize for being late. I hate making excuses. So again, if you're thinking about moving forward or even just putting this in your plan, let's say right now you're studying for the CAPM. I'm going to tell you, as soon as you get ready for the PMP, this is some information you're going to reference because I know how valuable it is. I wish I had all of this in one place. And by the way, like I said, PMI revamped their website. So it's important to just have all this information in one place where you're able to click on it and can get to it right away. I go by the name ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Listen, that just simply means Ed. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I hope that it was valuable for you as it was for me to do the homework for you. But I love doing this. I love this thing called project management. Until next time, I'm out.